You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Recent weeks have seen the government adopting a series of policies targeted at immigration. Some of these policies are set to be introduced immediately, while others are proposals for the upcoming election. What all of these policies have in common is that they aim to respond to an idea that there is a subset of immigrants who are making society in New Zealand worse. This is a narrative we've seen dominate conversations about immigration overseas, particularly in the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia. It often leads to gross displays of racism, with mass riots and crackdowns on people who have done nothing wrong. With these recent policies and media attention towards anti-immigrant rhetoric in Aotearoa this month, concerns have been raised over whether those overseas developments could be seen here. For this week's catch-up with the ACT Party Simon Court, I plan to ask about both immigration and the move-on orders for rough sleepers, though we ran out of time to discuss both. I began by asking Simon about the government's recent stance on immigration. Today, I want to talk about immigration. The government's recently announced a bunch of policies looking at immigration coming from National ACT and New Zealand First. Certainly more than we've seen earlier in the government's term. What do you think the reason is for this sudden increase in policy announcements around immigration?
Well, New Zealanders have always welcomed immigrants. You know, we've welcomed them into our communities, into our businesses. As a civil engineer, I've never worked on a project anywhere where there haven't been people from around the world and from different cultures. And that actually leads to a greater diversity of thought and it makes New Zealand a stronger country. But over the past few years, our trust and confidence in the immigration system has been called into question. Obviously, during COVID, the borders were closed, people couldn't come and go. And at that time, the Labor government offered over 200,000 people who were here on temporary visas, and that usually means people come and work and they go back to their home country. If they want to come back, they've got to reapply, offered them a pathway to permanent residency. And so that's meant that overnight, rather than the 30 to 40,000 permanent residents that we might gain every year, we had 200,000. And it's that, and I think combined with a lot of concern we've seen overseas in Australia, the UK, the US about uncontrolled immigration, which we don't have in New Zealand, it's created a sense that we do need to get to grips with it and make sure we've got policies that are fit for the Kiwis who live here now.
And ACT's big policy has been the six-point plan to deal with immigration. Can you talk about what that six-point plan is, what the contents are, and what people could expect from it?
Well, skilled visas for skilled jobs. We've got to have employer visa categories that are fit for purpose. And at the moment, those categories are only reassessed as to whether we still need those type of workers every 3 years. Actually, we need to do it annually, because it may well be that in one particular year, we need a lot of specialised dairy farm workers who know how to operate equipment. But if we have a couple of quiet years in dairy, maybe we don't need to bring in quite so many. So making sure that the number of visas that we allocate to particular skills is reviewed annually, that doesn't mean that people only get a one-year visa. It means that government has to do its part annually. We're also going to impose, if ACT's policies are taken up by the next government, a $6 per day infrastructure surcharge on temporary work visas, which would raise around $80 million a year. And if you live in Auckland, you know there's a lot of people come here. It's a great city to live in. But yeah, our infrastructure is under pressure, whether it's stormwater or wastewater, and of course traffic. So we think, look, there's a couple of things that we think will make a big difference. But there's a downside to some issues around immigration, and that is we've seen, particularly with some really serious and violent offenders, that we can't send them back to their country of origin once they've been convicted and sentenced and done their time in New Zealand prisons. And that's because after you've been here for a certain amount of time, current New Zealand law says you can't be deported. What ACT is saying is if you get sentenced to more than 10 years in prison or more, you can be deported regardless of how long you've been in New Zealand.
And this is joining the current context of the government also announcing the Immigration Enhanced Risk Management Amendment Bill, which, among other things, will be allowing officers to question suspected overstayers without any evidence of them overstaying already. This has been criticised by some who have compared it to ICE raids we're seeing in the United States, some of New Zealand's own history where we saw dawn raids. How would you respond to that criticism? I mean, it seems like the government is taking quite a harsh stance on immigration here.
Well, calling overstayers and ICE raids is absurd. We've always had immigration laws, and enforcing them is a normal function of government. We've heard the Greens talking about ICE raids. They sound like they're keen to import foreign culture wars by accusing, you know, the government of basically carrying out normal functions. And of course, any police officer can stop and ask you what you're doing, and please provide identification if they suspect an individual of doing something unlawful. And you know, immigration officers are no different. So I absolutely reject the sense that this is some kind of ICE raid.
You mentioned importing foreign culture wars there, and earlier you also mentioned concerns we're seeing overseas about immigration in Australia, the UK and the US, and certainly these policies seem to be mirroring some of those concerns we're seeing overseas, where people are raising a lot of fear around immigration and high immigration numbers. There's a worry that these policies are tying into some of that sentiment we're seeing develop in New Zealand, some very harsh anti-immigrant sentiment that the ACT Party itself called out when we saw Shane Jones saying similar stuff about our Indian migrants to New Zealand. I guess my worry here is that even though these policies may be coming from a place that is good of heart, is it not contributing to these ideas that are very harsh towards our immigrants who have been here for a very long time and who continue to contribute to making Aotearoa a better place?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. We're all immigrants. We all came here by waka, sailing ship, aeroplane. All of us, all we're descended from people who were very courageous and took that journey to what is still the furthest place you can go on Earth to try to get a job, you know, unless you're going to Antarctica and you're a scientist. So it's really, really important that any changes to the immigration system reinforce our respect for the people who've chosen to come here, the value that they bring, but also makes it clear that New Zealand does have the right to create rules around immigration that maintain confidence in the immigration system. Because I think what we've seen overseas, and you know, I was in the US recently and travelled down to the Mexican border and you know, saw the wall, saw border control enforcement in action, you know, that they have stopped 100,000 people a month coming across their southern border who are entering the United States illegally. Now, if you live near that southern border and 100,000 people marching past or heading away from the border in pickup trucks every month, it creates a great sense of unease and fear. We don't have that here, and there's no sense that New Zealanders are experiencing that level of concern. But what they are telling us is, look, we want to make sure that everyone who comes here is coming here for the right reason. They've got the right skills to match to the job that they that apparently is needed to be filled, and that while they're here, they contribute to infrastructure that they need to use, the extra infrastructure we need to build, so we don't end up in a situation like we did some time ago with, you know, a whole lot of immigrants coming to New Zealand and not enough homes for them to live in and not enough infrastructure to support those homes. And of course, for people who commit serious crimes, you know, on your bike, and get it, you don't get to be a resident of New Zealand. So I think yeah, ACT is certainly taking a constructive role when it comes to immigration, addressing people's genuine concerns, New Zealanders' genuine concerns, including some recent migrants who've got their citizenship and saying, I'm not entirely sure I like the way you know, the immigration settings have drifted over the past few years. And of course, you know, we have to assess the fact and respond to the fact that many New Zealanders are looking at what's happening overseas and saying we wouldn't want it to happen here.
I think the big thing that I'm having trouble with is you're talking about this as if it's coming from New Zealand concerns, and you criticise the Green Party for
doing some of what you said was bringing overseas culture war stuff to New Zealand. I find that very hard to, I guess, grapple with because immigration, I mean, polling shows that it's not a top 10 concern for New Zealand voters in the latest Ipsos survey. It's not a big deal here as it is in the countries you mentioned, Australia, the UK, US, where we see massive protests, anti-immigration and pro-immigration. My concern is that we're bringing this culture war here to a country that has historically not had these strong stances on immigration. The ACT Party, certainly, as a historically libertarian party, has been pro-immigration and pro-reducing restrictions on immigration. I'm struggling to understand why we're doing this right now. It seems like an important issue.
Well, ACT has not changed its stance. We are a political party that welcomes immigrants, and we recognise not just the value of all of those people who have immigrated to New Zealand and their descendants in the past, but the ones who continue to come. I think what's important, though, is that when people immigrate to New Zealand, they are conscious that if they consider committing a serious offence and it has a sentence of more than 10 years in prison, we're talking about things like, you know, attempted murder, rape, and other things, they can be sent out of the country. I don't think any immigrant here lawfully would disagree with that, that skilled visas are for skilled jobs, that we actually, the government's role is to make sure that for the visas that are available to be filled every year, actually match the skills need in the economy. They are entirely reasonable things to apply to improve the existing immigration system. And again, the infrastructure surcharge. Anyone who's lived in Auckland for the past decade or so and seen the struggle to build housing and to provide infrastructure to catch up with the immigration surge that we've seen. You know, people want to come and live in our beautiful city. They understand $6 a day, that $80 million a year that we could raise across the country, that is going to contribute to funding the vital infrastructure that we need.
All right, that's all I've got prepared for today. Sorry we ran out of time for the other topic, but thank you as always for the interview.
Oh, you're welcome, Kester. And look, it is a really important and sensitive issue, and that's why, you know, we want to make sure that we're responding to the actual problems, not responding to emotional responses to what we've seen on social media overseas. And so, I think I feel we're on the right track, but of course voters will be the judge.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court speaking about the government's stance on immigration amidst a rise in anti-immigrant sentiment overseas.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.